Poha, A Clever Way of Storing Food by Dr. Michael Stevens. Nowadays, food is packed in cans or put in the freezer to keep it in good condition until we want to eat it. But before there were cans and freezers, people had other ways of storing food. One way that Māori stored food was to pack it into poha. Poha are bags made from a special kind of kelp called rimurapa. Some Māori still make poha. They use them to store titi meat. Titi are sea birds. They are also known as mutton birds. Facts about titi. Titi are the most common seabird in New Zealand. There are more than 40 million of them in the world. They are also known as sooty shearwaters and grey-faced petrels. Mutton birding. Although titi fly all around the world, they only lay their eggs on particular islands in the southern hemisphere. Some of these islands are near Rakiura, Stewart Island. Several kaitahu families have houses on these islands. They visit them every year in April and May. These days, family members travel to the islands by boat or sometimes by helicopter, but they have the same reason for making the journey as their tipuna. They go there to harvest titi chicks for food. This is called mutton birding. Titi are a very popular kai, especially with Māori. They are often cooked for important events such as birthdays, weddings, or tangi. Catching the titi. The mutton birding harvest has two parts. The nanao is when mutton birders catch the titi chicks in the daytime by pulling the birds out of their burrows. The rama is when mutton birders catch the titi chicks on dark, stormy nights when the chicks come out of their burrows by themselves. After the chicks have been killed, their feathers are plucked. Then they are gutted and coated with salt. Most mutton birders pack the titi into plastic buckets to take them back to the mainland. Each bucket holds about 20 titi. However, a few mutton birding families still pack their titi into poha. Tiny Metzger is a kaumātua from Bluff. He knows a lot about poha. His taua taught him how to make them when he was a boy. Tiny has taught his grandchildren how to make poha too. Getting ready to make poha. A poha is made from three things: a kelp bag, a kete, and strips of totara bark. Tiny and his family start preparing early so that these things are all ready by the start of the harvest season each April. First, they pull layers of bark off big, old totara trees. They take only a small amount from each tree and only every few years. That way, they don't hurt the tree. They cut the pieces of bark into strips. Then, at Christmas time, they cut harakeke and weave it into kete. In February, they gather rimurapa to make the kelp bags. To get the rimurapa, also called bull kelp, Tiny and his family wait for sunny weather and a very low tide. They know some places where rimurapa grows on rocks along sandy beaches. One of these places is Kaka Point, near Balclutha. The family walk onto the rocks and cut about 100 pieces of the kelp. They choose rimurapa that is the right size and shape to make bags. Facts about rimurapa. Rimurapa is a type of seaweed. It grows on New Zealand's rocky coastlines, mostly in the South Island. The inside of rimurapa looks a lot like a honeycomb, This helps the rimurapa to float on the water. Blades of rimurapa can grow up to 10 meters long. Rimurapa is ideal for making containers. It is tough and flexible like leather, waterproof and airtight like plastic, and strong and stretchy like rubber. Māori traditionally used rimurapa for lots of things. As containers to hold fish and shellfish while they were being cooked, as sinkers and floats for fishing lines, as sandals, and even as inflatable life jackets. The importance of rimurapa to Southern Māori is recognised in law by the Ngaitahu Claim Settlement Act 1998. This act protects rimurapa from commercial harvesting within the tribe's area. Making the poha. When Tiny's whānau get home, first they open each piece of rimurapa by pushing a hand down through the middle and shaping the kelp with their fingers. Then they blow up each piece with air so that it becomes a bag. They tie the bag's mouths tightly closed with flax. At this stage, the rimurapa looks like big, long, brown balloons. Finally, Tiny and his family hang the bags in the sun until they have dried out completely and gone hard. Next, they lay the dry bags on cloth and under canvas and place them under the house. In a few days, the bags soften until they feel like leather. They are strong like leather too. The family pack the bags, kete, and totara bark onto a boat and they take them to their Titi Island. Packing the poha. The harvested titi chicks used to be cooked before they were packed into poha. These days, they are salted and put into big wooden barrels for 4 or 5 days. Then they are packed into the poha. Tiny and his family make sure that there are no sharp bones sticking out of the birds because these could make holes in the rimurapa bags. After they have tied the mouth of each bag with flax, they place it into a kete. They put a bit of totara bark in the bottom for a cushion. Then they cover the rimurapa with totara bark. They tie the bark all around with flax to hold it tightly in place. This way of tying the bags is called tahere, or ta for short. The finished product is called a poha titi. A poha usually holds anywhere between 7 and 35 birds. In the old days, some poha was so big that they could hold over 300 titi. If a poha is stored in the right place, somewhere cool but not damp, the titi will be good to eat for about 2 years. He taonga. The Titi Islands and poha are taonga handed down to Southern Māori from their tipuna. These things are so special to the community that the Wharekaia Te Rau Aroha Marayan Bluff has modelled poha and paintings of titi on its walls. If you are lucky enough to visit this marae, you might see people making poha, and you might even get to eat titi. Glossary of Te Reo Māori. Harakeke, New Zealand flax. Kaitahu or Ngaitahu, the Māori tribe that has customary authority over most of the South Island. Kaumātua, respected elder. Tahere, to tie up. Taua, grandmother. Tipuna, ancestors. Wharekai, dining room.